revolve on this week's parsha as a ha'ara. The ishiyusay sell Lavan. Let's think about Lavan a little bit. We find Lavan gave Rivka Imenu a bracha. Achaseda atayi lafed revolve. In this week's parsha, we have later on that he gave a bracha to his daughters. He is the father of Klal Yisrael in the sense that his four daughters became the Imos, the source of all of the Shvatim and Klal Yisrael. So to write him off as this, like a nobody, you know, a Russia, and that's it, will not be very logical. This is definitely a Slobodka Mahalach, that there's, we have to look deeper behind the personalities of the Torah, of Esav and of Lavan, etc., and understand who we're dealing with. So what was these, if Lavan was this person who was roy to have his bracha written in the Torah, if Lavan is a person who could say, boy, Baruch Hashem, that he had recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really not recognized, Avraham Avinu was the one, and he wasn't in Avraham Avinu's camp. He wasn't saying, well, he was converted by Avraham Avinu, therefore he says he had a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what was Lavan's problem? So Rashi says, Rashi stresses a few times, Lavan liked money. Right? So Rashi says, Vayaretz Lavan Elohish, what do you run for? Because it raises a nezim. Yaakov Avinu comes later on, so what does he do? So he gives him a hug. Rashi says, he wants to check out where the money is. He kept changing the terms of the deal because he wanted money. It brings a ma'aser with the Chazon Ish. That there was somebody who was talking with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish used a sharp type of terminology about a certain Adam Gadol, which it did a big aftlo. So the person asked the Chazon Ish, he's an Adam Gadol. He did something, you know. So Chazon Ish answered two major yusaitis. He answered number one. Even an Adam Gadol is nichshel b'aveira, it's possible he's still an Adam Gadol. He's an Adam Gadol, and one moment was overcome. That doesn't take away his status of Adam Gadol. However, when he has negias is something which the person 24 hours a day, so then there's no mocking for his godless anymore. Because negias defines everything that he does. Lavan had not dealt with the fact that money spoke to him, and money bewitched him. Money was kaisim, and he didn't realize that with all of his knowledge, all of his understanding, all of his depth of wisdom, that's something which is constantly coloring his interactions with people. So at the end of the day, he does things which he ends up being a rami. And a person whose bracha is a bracha on the Torah could be a rami to somebody. Yes. Because there's something pushing him, which he doesn't necessarily even think about it. Maybe it's even subconscious. But I want money. So if I need the life of the money, I'll life of the money. I want covered. It could be the same conversation with a person wants covered. If I need to do whatever I need to do, get the covered. If deep down there's an agia for covered, if deep down there's an agia for the person's tithes to be met, whatever the agia might be, that's going to be an underlying issue which is constantly challenging the person without him necessarily even realizing it. And the result is the person will end up doing things, saying things, interacting with people differently than he would like to have done. And he'll wonder, like, why did that happen? How did that happen? What was the root of it? And the root of it is because deep down there's this negias which is pushing him. So a person has a chiyuv to miss Bainan, what is that which is pushing me? If I see something happening time and time again in a way which I'm not really happy with, and I wish it didn't happen like that, what's pushing me to do that? Many times this is the root of it, and that takes away from even though theoretically we have tremendous amount of godless on our side of ourselves, that's going to be a problem which will undermine us time and time again. Have a good Shabbos.